Good morning, radio friends. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company offering new policy service at a new low premium rate, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed especially for your listening pleasure. Last Sunday, we dedicated our program to the ladies on our staff. This Sunday, we would like to dedicate our program to you, our wonderful listeners. We will feature this morning the man of the year, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We would like to play for you as our first selection a number from the Faith Temple Church Choir of New York City. They will sing for you, "Tis the Old Ship of Zion." Gospel All-Stars are next with "It's Me, O Lord."
Oh!
Roberta Morton Singers, Since I Met Jesus.
Since I've met Jesus, there's a burning, such a burning deep within. He holds me with an unseen power, and he turns me away from all sin. He changes me from day to day. As I walk along this narrow way, since I met Jesus, since he blessed this old soul of mine, makes me wanna run on, hallelujah, to the end. Here's the yoke, is it? Here's the
yoke, is it? Here's the yoke,
is it?
I would like to make a special announcement at this time. The family of Mr. Alex Nord, 1521 West Pima, wishes to express their sincerest gratitude for those friends who called during the illness and passing of their beloved husband and father. Friends, remember the Ragsdale Mortuary is just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you. No one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Our next selection will be by the Sally Morton Singers, I Need Him. would like to dedicate this number to the family of Mrs. Vernice Nord. Bless this house.
Bless this house, Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Let these walls so firm and stout keep in warmth and trust.
Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale, would like to speak with you briefly about the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. At this time, let us hear Mr. Lincoln J. Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. 1963 was the Emancipation Year, and we celebrated the 100th anniversary with two big programs in Phoenix, one at the First Institutional Baptist Church, and in April, Valley Life Insurance Company sponsored the Emancipation Celebration at East Lake Park. We brought Dr. Hale and Reverend Jerry W. Ford here. Then in July the 26th, we had the July 26th movement, and we marched 5,000 strong on City Hall and presented to the mayor of the city of Phoenix and to other officials a list of our grievances. And we told them and told the city of Phoenix our problems. Then the next month we marched at El Rey Cafe, a small Mexican cafe on South Central Avenue that refused service to Negroes because of our color. Then we closed the year out with the city election, and over 26,000 persons came out and gave us a vote. Now that the celebrations are over, we had a good time celebrating our emancipation. And we marched on City Hall with 5,000 people, and the whole city knows our problem. And El Rey Cafe has been integrated, and we can all eat there, but we still need a job. Now the election is over, and we found that we won a victory, but we lost the election because we didn't have enough Negroes and other people who were interested in our cause registered to vote. And Reverend Brooks, the president of the NAACP, and I have been meeting together for the last few days and trying to work out a solution to some of our problems. And we've come up with some ideas, and we want you to pray for us in the next few days. And next week, we're going to tell you how we believe we can solve some of our problems. You know, last year we organized a school trying to help people go back and finish their high school education. But listen to us next week, and I'll tell you the answer that Reverend Brooks and I have come up with. We ask you to pray for us. And we want our next selection is I Believe by Mahalia Jackson.
For every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come and show the way.
Yes, I believe. I believe we shall overcome because the Bible is right. They shall reap what they sow. And I believe if we keep on working and having faith in God, that He'll never fail us. There's only one thing that God cannot do. He will never fail you. Just put your hand in God's hand and be thankful this cold Sunday morning for the opportunities that we have to work and to do something to help our people. And I ask you again to pray for us, because I believe Dr. Brooks and myself, we will be able to work out something that can help our people to help ourselves. And we want to pray for you this Sunday morning, another special program by Dr. Martin Luther King, the Man of the Year. First time in the history a Negro has been named the outstanding citizen, regardless of his color, is the outstanding man of the United States. Let's listen to Dr. Martin Luther King.
Funtown, USA. Dr. King now relates an experience, bemoaning the injustice of bigotry upon the heart of a little Negro child. He explains the evils of segregation to his daughter of adolescent age.
My little daughter loves to ride to the airport with me. She says to me so often, "Daddy, you just go over and over and over again." And so one of the ways she consoles herself in the fact that her daddy has to be away so much is to ride to the airport whenever I'm going in or coming back into town or going out of town. And she can do it if she isn't in school. And as we pass on the expressway going to the airport in Atlanta, we pass by what is known as Fun Town. Now, this is an amusement center where little children go to play and where they go for recreation, something like Disneyland and something like the very fine amusement centers across the country for young people. And as we pass Fun Town so often in the car, she would look over to me and say, "Daddy, I want to go to Fun Town." Well, I could always evade the question when we were going by in the automobile because we were passing by and I could jump to another subject. And I didn't want to have to tell my little daughter that she couldn't go to Fun Town because of the color of her skin. But then the other day we were at home, and like most children, she likes to look at television, and she was looking at television and they were advertising Fun Town, and she ran downstairs and said, "Daddy, you know I've been telling you I want to go to Fun Town, and they were just talking about Fun Town on the television, and I want you to take me to Fun Town." And oh, I stood there speechless. How could I explain to a little 6-year-old girl that she couldn't go to Fun Town because she was colored? I had been speaking across the country talking about segregation and discrimination, and I thought I could answer most of the questions that came up, but I was speechless for the moment. I didn't know how to explain it. Then I said to myself, I've got to face this problem once and for all. And I took her and called over. My wife was sitting on the other side of the table, and I took my little daughter and told her to have a seat on my knees. And she jumped up in my lap, and I looked at her and I said, "Yolanda, we have a problem." Said, "You know, some people don't do the right things and they are misguided. And so they have developed a system where white people go certain places and colored people go certain places. And I said they have Fun Town like that so that they don't allow colored children to go to Fun Town." And then I looked at her at that point because I didn't want her to develop a sense of bitterness. I didn't want her to grow up with a sense of hatred and bitterness in her heart. And so I had to rush on and say, "But now all white people aren't like this. There are some white people right here in Atlanta who would like for you to go to Fun Town. And there are some all over the country who are right on this issue. Still, there are those who have been misguided." Then I looked down into her eyes. And I said to her at that point, and I saw tears flowing from my eyes at that point, I said, "Yoki, even though you can't go to Fun Town, I want you to know that you are as good as anybody who goes into Fun Town." And I want you to know, Yoki, that some of us are working hard every day to get Fun Town open and to get many other places open. And I say to you that in the not too distant future, Fun Town and every other town will be open to all of God's children, because we're going to work for it.
Yes, Dr. King, we're going to work for our jobs and freedom here in Phoenix, too. This Sunday morning, I'm going to leave now and go to Mount Calvary Baptist Church in Tucson, Arizona. And we're going to worship with Reverend T.S. Jackson. And we're asking you to pray for us as we travel up on the highway this Sunday. And we ask and encourage you to go to a church of your choice this morning and worship and ask God to give you strength and give us all strength enough to keep on fighting. On behalf of the Ragsdale Mortuary and the Valley Life Insurance Company, we say good morning to you and wish God's speed be upon you and his blessings upon you. And until next Sunday morning, we ask you to listen again at 9 o'clock to this program, where we will give you the announcement from Reverend George Brooks.